Good morning, all. We welcome you to the Master's Call. We are excited that you did not deem it robbery to join the call and receive a message that God has put on the spirit of our messenger, and he's going to use that mouthpiece to speak to your spirit this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We cannot imagine having to go through this earth without your guidance, Father. We know that you are our shepherd, and we continually seek you, Father. We just want to make sure you understand that we are here. We are loving you, Father. We know that you are the great I am, the all-knowing, the all-seeing. You know it before it's going to happen, Father. So I ask you to cover us this day as we go forth. I ask you to cover the message and the messenger, that we continue to keep, that you continue to keep our co-founders covered. Father, our Dr. PK, who is recovering, and I know you have sent your angels of healing to her, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is making arrangements and moving around. And Father, continue to guide them and keep this call as a foundation for those that seek your word early in the morning. We ask these things in your son's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I will move this call forward to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for reminding us this morning as we were coming on the call that it is so important to listen to the voice of God, to listen to what God has to say. And thank you for seeing and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that prayer, and to let us know that God is still sitting on the throne. Praise God. Thank God for you. And good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Benita, greet you and say welcome this early, and it seems like spring, Monday morning, here on the Master's Call, which Benita diligently had proclaimed that this is the telecommunications sanctuary. And we are so excited that you have joined us this morning. Yes, we have sprung forth. We are another hour earlier. But, yes, we are here, and we thank God for you being with us this morning. And I want to let you know, if you've never heard anything about this call, if this is your first time, it was started back in 2010 by two wonderful co-founders, and they are so precious and dear to us. They are none other than our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we dearly call our Mother Eagle. Now, along with this call, I tell you they had a scripture that God placed on their hearts, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So as you see, we are here to pray with you, for you, and allow God to use all of us as individuals and even as collective, as a collective body, to just give him glory and praise. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we know that you are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered, because I tell you, I know I get excited about coming to this call early in the morning and getting enriched and empowered, and I know you are too. So we have a website. If you happen to miss the call, you can always go to the website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there we have messages from back to 2010 that you can go and pull up and be able to get blessed at any given time, as well as the bios of our speakers are there. Now, you'll notice on the website that we have a theme this year, and it is, "In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen." So we thank God for each and every one of you. You might feel like you want to be a part of this ministry. If you feel led to do so, you might want to greet as such as Minister Benita did, or you may want to host this, which is what I'm doing right now, or you might want to share a word that God has within your belly, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, you may also have prayer requests and praise reports. We want those as well. Send it to info@themasterscall.net. Now, the thread that brought us all together is a phenomenal health and wellness company, and I say it's the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. It is none other than Artist International, and we are under the new umbrella of Artist Life, and we're excited about it. We have new products, new garments, new things are coming forth this year, and we are so excited because we're here to help people get healthy again. We look around the world and we see that people are constantly getting sick, having problems and what have you. No, we don't make medical claims, but guess what? We do have testimonies stretched from the East Coast to the West Coast where people have been, their health has been improved because of these wonderful products. So you might want to hear more about the 72-hour weight loss system or the new coffee that we have for diabetes. So to do so, we have a call right after this call, and it is the new morning motivational call, and it is 641-715-3865. Again, that's 641-715-3865. And that pin is 539-598-pound. Now, the number I was about to give you is that we are 5,000 project. It's called the 5,000 Project, and we are getting 5,000 new distributors in our business. And we have an executive vice president of sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, who holds the call every Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as well as 9 p.m. Pacific Time. And that number is 712-432-1699, 712-432-1699. The PIN is 857-150-pound, 857-150-pound. Now, I'm getting out of the way because I tell you God is doing great and wonderful things. I want to introduce to you our speaker. I tell you we are ready to hear this word from this mighty woman of God. She is none other than Minister Ada Grace, who is a humble servant of God. And she resides in Brooklyn, New York, with her husband, Doug. She is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Now, Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. Oh, what a blessing. Now, she co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Now, Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. She wants to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word, and that she does. She is, sometimes I see her, she's in Atlanta, Georgia, another time she's in New York, another time she's in New Jersey, so she is spreading the Word everywhere she goes. So I am getting out of the way to introduce to some and present to others this sweet, sweet woman of God. She is so dear and near to all of us. We love her dearly, and that is our very own Minister Ada Lavette Grace out of Brooklyn, New York. Are you there, Minister Ada?
I am here, beautiful Mississippi Queen. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, darling. Take it away. God bless you.
And God bless you, Minister Brenda. I so love your spirit, and I am looking forward, by God's grace, to hugging your neck in Houston in June. And, yes, I am here visiting my sister. I had a chance to spend some time with another one of our beloved prayer warriors, Minister Kai. So I'm here in Lithonia, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta, and I am so very blessed. I want to take an opportunity and thank you, Sister Bonita, for greeting us this morning and seating everyone and praying for us at the beginning of this call. And I want to thank God for my big spiritual sisters and mentors in the Lord, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we have been praying for. I am truly blessed, and this is truly a fresh word for you this morning. And if you would be so kind, we're going to jump right into it. You can go to Luke 10, the 25th through the 36th verse, and you will take note that this is a very familiar passage of Scripture. It's often referred to as the Good Samaritan story. But if I was to title my message today, I would entitle it In Position. So right where you are, I want you to say, I am in position. I also want to give thanksgiving to Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, who I received a blessed gift of one of her books, I Am That. I really recommend this wonderful book of affirmations for successful living to start your day. And I'm going to begin with that. But let me just pray. I tend to get myself too hyped up. So let me just take a quick moment and pray. Father God, I step down and allow your Holy Spirit to come and take over this, your yielded but excited vessel. I am your servant this morning. And so it's no longer about me, but Lord, you come forth and speak to these, your people. I pray, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. So thank you for this time. Help me to be conscious of the time. And thank you for this opportunity to serve you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're going to begin with one of these affirmations from Dr. Lucille, and it is prayer for the love of others. Love is a reciprocal process. In order to receive love, you must be willing to give. Love is the greatest gift you will ever be given. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave. And even to this day, God is still giving love to you. You have the power to create love for yourself. You do this by giving love to others. There are people out in the world that think God has forgotten about them. Make a decision today to show the love of God to someone who needs it. And this is the affirmation. And if you can, you repeat after me. And if you are not able to do this because you're at work, you do it in your spirit. I am loved. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am liked. As I stand here face to face with my reflection, I see the love of God. God loved me so much that he gave me the power to love others and be loved. I begin this wonderful day by giving myself permission to give and receive love. Rays of love exude from my being, and everyone I come in contact with feel the warmth of God's love. I experience love by connecting with my spouse, where applicable, children, where applicable, family, friends, and coworkers. God's love for me supersedes every situation that comes across my path. Love is the conduit I use to transmit peace and kindness. My desire for everyone I meet to experience great joy. I open my heart and I give love away. I am love. I express love. I send love, and it returns back to me in abundance. I have feelings of fulfillment, excitement, and joyous expectation as I proclaim this love. God's greatest command is to love. Today and every day, I love. Now, right where you are, repeat these last few statements here. I am loved. I am that. That is who I am. Praise God for Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. She's one of the pastors that ministers on this line, and it is a wonderful way to start your day. We're going to move very quickly here. Turn with me, if you would, be so kind, to Luke 10, 25 through the 36th verse, and this is how it reads. And this is Jesus teaching. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place and came and looked and passed, and he also passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him into an inn, and took care of him. Now on the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave him to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more that you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think are neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Oh, I love this parable. And because I want to be respectful of my time, I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want us to recognize that whenever I read this story, I used to really talk about the priest being a minister or someone chosen to represent God, to draw near to God and to help people, passing on the other side, saw that the man had been in bad shape. And I used to have a little bit of judgmental attitude towards this. But when I read it recently, I don't know about you, but I feel a little bit of compassion for those who didn't get involved. I don't know about you, but whenever there was a fight at the school or something going on, I was one of those people that I tend to run away from trouble. Hello, somebody. I don't know about you, but when I read this story, I don't look at it as a person who is judging the priest, because I have come to think and to realize that perhaps, now, of course, a parable is a story that Jesus taught in parables to help people understand a deeper spiritual message, to make it plain, to make it understandable. And so every time I read this, I get something fresh from it. And so I'd like to submit to you all today that I don't judge the priest, because perhaps the priest had so much going on, or he was so burdened down that he said, I just can't take on another thing. Maybe he said a prayer. I don't know. But he went on the other side. And then another person came by, the Levite, a descendant of the tribe of Levi. And it was known that Levites and other folks didn't mix with one another. You know what we have going on right now. We have the Republicans and the Democrats, and you know how they're clashing with everything. And so maybe he just was like, look, I don't know the man. He's not from my hood. He's not from my neighborhood. He's not, you know, I don't have any dealings with, want to get involved. And so he, too, just said, you know what, I can't get involved. And then he passed. But the Bible says the Samaritan came and had compassion on him. And that's what I want to leave you with today as part of my takeaways. I believe that the reason why the Samaritan stopped and had compassion on this man who had been robbed and beaten and left for dead, had compassion because he was in position to help. Oh, hello, somebody. I don't know about you, but I want to be in position as far as my heart, as far as my mind, and my resources to help somebody. That is why I got involved with Artists International, because I saw it as a vehicle to be of help to somebody. And so when we get into a position in our mind and in our heart lines up with, and then our resources line up, hello, somebody, have you ever wanted to help somebody but you just didn't have it? You know, so oftentimes when I'm in church and I'm hearing about a young man or a young woman getting ready to go and take a missionary trip, I always want to be in a position to help monetarily. I want the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go into all the ends of the earth, and I know that it takes people like you and me. Now, there are some people who are called to physically go to these other places and be missionaries, but I believe there are some of us who have a real heart to not just pray for them, but really be able to help them in a tangible way. So as I prepare to close, I want to give you a couple of takeaways. One, when we are in position, and I'm not just talking about physically in position to help, we ought to have compassion to help, because you never know when you may be in position where you need someone to help you. Amen, somebody. So the first thing we have to do is have that sense of what I call brotherly and sisterly empathy for somebody else. Now, yeah, I know you might be thinking that, you know, you've helped some relatives along the way, and some of them are not grateful, or they seem to keep getting themselves in all types of trouble. But I want you to think of this Samaritan. He had compassion upon this man. He didn't go into all the different thoughts about what the man, if he deserved it or what have you. He had compassion. So the second takeaway that I want you to keep in mind is, do not judge a person based on a situation that they may be in. You know, many times I often reference my big sister Willa, because I met Willa when I was a teenager and soon a teenage mom. And Minister Willa didn't judge me. She just gave me love and acceptance and mentored me and cared for me, along with Minister Candy, when I was just a scared teenager trying to navigate through a difficult time in my life. And so the next takeaway that I want you to take away from this is, I want you to be in position in your mind and your heart. If you can't do something tangible and you see someone is in need, maybe there is something you can do as far as refer them to a service, a social agency. Maybe you can take the time and pray for them. Let's have a heart and a mind that is in position to help. And then finally, as we get closer, hallelujah, to Resurrection Sunday, I want you to know that you and I have the authority given to us by Christ Jesus to operate in that same power that raised Christ from the dead. Amen. I shout hallelujah as I close this time with you today. And I know I won't be ministering before you before Easter or Resurrection Sunday. I want you to know that you are loved. You have the power to love. And I want you to get in position in what that means to you to be able to help share the love of Christ. At this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to our wonderful host, Minister Brenda.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be in position. I love that message. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Ada, for just giving us such a profound message this morning, being in position just to be able to serve. Amen. Thank God for you, and I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction after we go before the Lord in prayer and a few more announcements. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We glorify you, Father, for another opportunity on this Monday morning to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you have put us and set us in this telecommunication sanctuary to sit here and realize, Father, that we have to be in position, be ready, and be ready to serve, Father, as the Spirit directs us. We thank you, Father, for this message that you have given us through Minister Ada Grace. So we ask that you continue to pour blessings and virtues of goodness and mercy, your loving kindness, your joy, your peace, and so much more, Lord, into her belly and to her womb, Lord God, that she overflows, Lord, that she continues to flourish, Lord God, in such a manner, Father, that others will see you in and through her always, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing her family, blessing her going out, and blessing her coming in. We glorify you, Father, for every individual on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and let them know, Father God, that you are always there with us. We thank you, Father, that you told us we can be in position, be ready to serve, realize that we have the resurrection power within us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So with that, Lord, we're asking that you continue to strengthen our very own co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening Mother Josie, Father, at this hour, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing at this very hour, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you're doing greater and mighty things through us, for us, and in us, Lord God. We say, let your glory be seen through us all, Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless Artists International, Artists Life, Father God. We know, Father, that you have your hands on the founders, the co-founders, Lord, and all those that are participating and leading and guiding, such as Elvia and Alejandro and Clement Boyd. Father, we know that your hands are on them, and that you're strengthening them and you're blessing them, Father, to carry this ministry, because we call it a ministry, Father, that others will see you through all of us, Lord God, to help one another. We thank you, Father, for every person on this call. We ask that those that are sick and shut in, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. And those that are going through trying times, we call them the head and not the tail, and that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift, because it comes from you. Bless us all, Lord God, as we go forth this day. You be glorified through us all. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good morning. I tell you, family, this is a powerful message, and I know you want to hear it again. 712-432-1085. The pen is 957-677-pound. And guess what? Go on to the next call because it's Inspirational Monday. That number is 641-715-3865. The pen is 539-598-pound. And don't forget, get new people, prospects on the call, 9 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific time, 712-432-1699. The pen, 857-150-pound. We're looking for everyone to attend the Houston event. That's going to be held June 10th through the 12th. It's going to be a weekend event. We're looking forward to each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you so much, Minister Ada, for blessing us with that profound message. Would you please come back with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. I so love and appreciate you. You do an awesome job. I just want to pray for those of you that are in my listening audience today that I want you to know that God loved you. God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have life eternally. Father God, I pray that you would bless these your people day as they go into the marketplace, being your ministers in the marketplace. Thank you for allowing me an opportunity to share your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out and be someone's answered prayer. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on the Master's Call on tomorrow. Take care.